Krishna Book Canto 12 Rukmini Chapter 53 Scene 6 The Marriage of Krishna and Rukmini. After defeating all the opposing elements and forcibly carrying away Rukmini, Krishna brought her to his capital city, Dwaraka, and then married her according to the Vedic ritualistic principles. After this marriage, Krishna became the king of the Yadus at Dwaraka. On the occasion of his marriage with Rukmini, all the inhabitants were happy, and in each and every house there were great ceremonies. The inhabitants of Dwaraka city became so pleased that they dressed themselves with the nicest possible ornaments and garments, and they went to present gifts according to their means to the newly married couple, Krishna and Rukmini. All the houses of Yadupuri or Dwaraka were decorated with flags, festoons, and flowers. Each and every house had an extra gate specifically prepared for this occasion. And on both sides of the gate, there were big water jugs filled with water. The whole city was flavored by the burning of high-quality incense, and at night there was illumination by thousands of lamps decorating each and every building. The entire city appeared jubilant on the occasion of Lord Krishna's marriage with Rukmini. Everywhere in the city there was profuse decorations of banana trees and betel nut trees. These two trees are considered very auspicious in happy ceremonies. At the same time, there was an assembly of many elephants who carried the respective kings of different friendly kingdoms. It is the habit of the elephant that whenever it sees some small plants and trees, out of its sportive, frivolous nature, the elephant uproots the trees and throws them hither and thither. The elephants assembled on this occasion also scattered the banana and betel nut trees, but in spite of such intoxicated action, the whole city, with its trees thrown here and there, looked very nice. The friendly kings of the Kurus and the Pandavas were represented by Dhritarashtra, the five Pandava brothers, King Drupada, King Santardana, as well as Rukmini's father Bhishmaka. Because of Krishna's kidnapping Rukmini, there was initially some misunderstanding between the two families. But Bhishmaka, king of Vidarbha, being approached by Sri Balaram and persuaded by many saintly persons, was induced to participate in the marriage ceremony of Krishna and Rukmini. Although the incident of Krishna's kidnapping was not a very happy occurrence in the kingdom of Vidarbha, kidnapping was not an unusual affair among Kshatriyas. In fact, kidnapping was current in almost all marriages anyway. King Bhishmaka was from the very beginning inclined to hand over his beautiful daughter to Krishna anyway. In one way or another, King Bhishmaka's purpose had been served, and so he was pleased to join the marriage ceremony, even though his eldest son was degraded in the fight. It is mentioned in the Padma Purana that Maharaj Nanda and the cowherder boys of Vrindavan joined the marriage ceremony. Kings from the kingdoms of Kuru, Srinjai, Kekai, Vidarbha and Kunti came to Dwaraka on this occasion with all their royal paraphernalia. The story of Rukmini's being kidnapped by Krishna was thus poeticized, and the professional readers recited it everywhere. All the assembled kings, and especially their daughters, were struck with wonder and became very pleased upon hearing the chivalrous activities of Krishna. In this way, all visitors as well as the inhabitants of Dwaraka city, became joyful upon seeing Krishna and Rukmini together. In other words, the Supreme Lord, the maintainer of everyone, and the goddess of fortune herself were now united, and all the people felt extremely jubilant. Thus ends chapter 53, scene 6, the marriage of Krishna and Rukmini. All glories to Krishna Book. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Namaste stu damne, spura dipti damne, twadiyo darayata vishvasya damne. Namo radhikayai, twadiya priyayai, namo nanta lilaya devaya tubhyam. Namaste stu damne spura dipti damne twadiyo darayata vishvasya dhamne. Namo radhikayai twadiya priyayai namo nanta lilaya devaya tubhyam. O Lord Damodara, I first of all offer my obeisances to the brilliantly effulgent rope which binds your belly. I then offer my obeisances to your belly, which is the abode of the entire universe. I humbly bow down to your most beloved Srimati Radharani, and I offer all obeisances unto you, the Supreme Lord, who displays unlimited pastimes.